like we're... looks like we're shy one horse.
July 23rd, A time to celebrate those pioneering adventurers and to recognize those still living the much-respected lifestyle. Hardworking, self-sufficient, and true grit cowboys symbolize what ranchers and farmers still provide this country. The cowboy plays a vital role in the economy of the nation and feeding America. Give them a tip of the hat on July 23rd. This is Randy Houston with a Farm Bureau salute to the American cowboy.
In 1805, Lewis and Clark described in their journals a country teeming with wildlife.
Bison as far as the eye can see.
Rivers churning with fish.
They wrote of scenes of endless beauty and of meeting more than 100 nations of American Indian whose lives were one with our environment. Now, imagine what Lewis and Clark and the American Indians they met would say if they walked the trail today. Would they be pleased?
There are herds of homes where the buffalo once roamed.
Or would they feel differently?
Something must be done to save what's left of this great place.
As we commemorate the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, we encourage you to consider what's been lost and what we can do to preserve what's left of the trail that still winds through us all. Walk with Lewis and Clark and see what you discover at www.lewisandclark200.org.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
Tears of the gods. Yes, the tears of the gods.
WMFO, Mexico, 91.5.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Breathe deep.
Do you remember deep. When they came to the new world?
Do you remember when they came to the new world?
Do you remember when
Well, when they gave out those blankets full of smallpox.
When they gave out those blankets full of smallpox.
I'm still mad at that. I'm still mad at that. I didn't think that was really fair.
I didn't think that was really fair.
And I think they should say they're sorry.
And I think they should say they're sorry. And
I think they should act sorry, too. I think they should act sorry, too. I think they should act sorry.
How about some repent?
Yeah.
How about some repent?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about some repent?
Maybe they should give back the state of Texas.
Maybe they should give
back the state of Texas. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But I'm still kind of, you know, but... I'm still kind of upset.
I'm still kind of
upset.
I'm still kind of
upset.
Upset. Cowboy.
Cowboy. Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west. Come equipped with scripts and fake press. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block. Go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam. Find Old Town, tell set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid rockin', I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby,
west coast chillin' with the moon smiling.
I wanna be a cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell a beat from a mile away.
You'll hear my whistle blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California ain't nobody call me
a cowboy, baby, with a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy,
West Coast chillin' with the moon flying.
We're cowboy, baby,
riding at night cause I sleep all day.
Cowboy, baby,
I can smell a beat from a mile away.
Cowboy, baby.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Tonight, our theme is called Cowboys and Indians of All Sorts, as we celebrate the National Cowboy Association's 12th annual National Day of the Cowboy tomorrow, July 23rd. We began this set with our featured artist, Loop Guru, and Sun from their album Amrita, All These and the Japanese Soup Warriors. And then we heard from Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, a version of Riders in the Sky. And I got that off of Stampede, Western music's late golden era. Something like 70 years of cowboy music. And then we heard from Tony Furtado, a medley of Jeff Sturgeon and Indian Squaw. Harry Jackson, a rather short yet quite memorable piece, Mornin' Grub Holler. I found that on Smithsonian Folkways album, Cowboy Songs from Folkways. Then the Scofflaws, their cool cover version of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Native American flute player R. Carlos Nakai. That was a piece called Alpine Dawn, and it featured both a Native American flute and a bass cedar flute. Then the Rainsmen, for the second time in this evening's show, another song from their Saddle Up the Cowboy Renaissance album. And that was the title track from that. And then, as promised, some more Bhangra from the Punjab in India. That was Kush Arora and Koi Ne Bole from an album called Bhang Raga, Dancehall Bhangra in Future Dub. Then some public service messages in there, including one talking about the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, American Indian Journal. Although now we're well into the 211th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark adventure across America. And we heard just a perfect piece from Jamie McLaughlin and Chuck Yu, Smallpox Blankets, performed live on Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming on our sister station, WMBR, many years ago. And we finish things off with a really rockin' song from Kid Rock, Cowboy. And backing me up right now is the Ned Nash Orchestra and A Fistful of Dollars, a very cool cover version of that song from their Greatest Western Movie Themes album. You know, throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in Medford Square, right behind City Hall, with free parking in the lot between City Hall and the market. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open on Wednesdays from noon to 6 p.m. over in the lot at Davis and Herbert Streets. And then on the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its Farmers Market on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And that's right in the heart of Union Square Plaza. And that is, again, tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local farmers markets as well. And for more information, it's as easy as firing up your favorite internet search engine and looking for the farmers markets in your area. This has been a public service message from all of us, fruits and vegetables, here at WMFO in Medford. We are Tufts Community Radio. Oh yeah, baby. Well, we've got about 40 minutes before Chase Carson comes in and takes over the airwaves here in WMFO Studio A with his blend of funk music and soul music and dance music and disco and rhythm and blues, and in the second hour, the jazz interlude. And I've got something from Sun Ra and his orchestra from Supersonic Jazz for our jazz prelude coming in around 9:55 or so. But in the meantime, well, we've got a whole bunch more music for you. And we're going to start things off with our featured ambient artist, but this time going full time in the set here. Here is the Ned Ned Orchestra with Johnny Guitar. And then, hey, why not? We're also going to be hearing from the Native American William Peachaw with a Cree greeting song after this. And then some more cowboy music with the old Chuck Wagon and Gene Burnett here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO. Thank you.
If there was one sight that was mighty welcome to a cowboy on the dusty trail at the end of the day, it was the old chuck wagon.
She ain't what she was in the days of her glory. For years she has stood in the cottonwood shade. But if she could talk, she could tell you some story of her days on the range and the part that she played. The old mess box built in her back is still standing, but the canvas is gone that we put on her bows. Each year she went out for the roundup in Brandon and came back from the beef hunt along with the snows. When we got on the campground, I sure did admire how the cook and the wrangler would unhitch the team and then throw that old Dutch oven onto the fire. Them biscuits he baked, I can taste in my dreams. With the boys sleeping round her, she looked sort of lonely, like a small country church in a little graveyard. But she looked plenty good when you slid off your pony when you came in to camp for to wake the next guard. But the wagon was home, and we gathered round her. Chuck riders came in when the pickings was short. Some of them would eat till they might nigh found her. It was there in the night we held kangaroo court. I like them old hands with their gaze cool and level. Oh, they furnished the subject for many a tale. It was little they feared, either man, beast, or devil, them riders that followed the chuck wagon's trail. But the time I like best, as I clearly remember, is the one every cow puncher likes to recall. When the work was all finished long in November, and he followed the chuck wagon home in the fall.
Are you gonna pull those pistols and whistle Dixie?
I wanna go two-stepping with a good-looking big black buck. I want him to come and pick me up in his Chevrolet pickup truck.
In a job on the Martinez Ranch?
Well, that depends on who runs it.
United States and our allies have prevailed.
That's crazy talk.
Any stiffer, you couldn't even bend over to pull your boots on.
building standing tall. I wanna be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free, oh, I pray. Closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you.
The Emperor does not share your optimistic appraisal of the situation.
You told me that was good, but you made a promise that you never want me to.
You're tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Our theme this evening is called Cowboys and Indians of All Sorts, as we celebrate tomorrow's National Day of the Cowboy. We began that set with our featured ambient artist, the Ned Nash Orchestra, who rumor has it is just one guy with a synthesizer. But he makes some pretty cool cover versions of, well, the greatest Western movie themes. We began that last set with Johnny Guitar, his version of it. And then William Pachu, a Cree greeting song, also known as the Shaking Hand Song. And I found that on this Smithsonian Folkways compilation called Classic Canadian Songs. And then Gene Bernath followed that with the Old Chuck Wagon. The Reverend Horton Heat gave us Cowboy Love. And then our featured artists, Loop Guru, Bang Dad, from their Dunny Ya album. The Dixie Chicks followed that with Cowboy Take Me Away, and the Ramones with Indian Giver. Although, truth be told, if there was any group of people who gave things and then took them back, it was certainly more the Europeans, the Caucasians, the white men in their dealings with the Native Americans, not the Indians of America. Well, Big John Pierce is in our record library preparing right now with Chase Carson for the Time Tunnel coming up in about 18 minutes or so. And, well, we've got a short set for you left. And we're going to begin that with the final song from Loop Guru in our mix for you this evening. This one's the Shrine of Shringar.
the way it's gonna be. I'm a man and you're boys. Not cowmen, not by a damn sight. Nothing but cowboys, just like the word says. And I'm gonna remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Every day.
Into the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. Oh, no. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches. Although, no political speeches this evening. And we always have a theme for you here on a sound collage. And this evening, it's been cowboys and Indians of all sorts as we look forward to celebrating tomorrow, the 12th annual National Day of the Cowboy, Saturday, July 23rd. So in that last set, we began with our featured artists, the world band Loop Guru, Shrine of Shringar from their Dunia album. Then Oscar Gonzalez gave us El Moro de Cupas from Heroes and Horses, Corridors from the Arizona Sonora. And we finished things up with our last shot of some Bhangra music with Bindusri and Mama Used to Say. So looks like we should have a pretty exciting time tunnel for you this evening. Big John Pierce is here, and we've been talking about all sorts of music with funky bass lines to play, so I'm looking forward to some of that, as well as the jazz interlude in the second hour. And I'm doing my part here by bringing you the jazz prelude. This is Sun Ra and his orchestra, a tune called India. It's from Supersonic Jazz, created in 1956 and reissued in 1991. Well, all I've got left to say is thanks so much for tuning in this evening, and we'll be back again next week with some other sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and sometimes educational radio.